You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To make a comment, to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Family members of those aboard Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 have released white balloons to mark the anniversary of the jet's disappearance. CEO of the International Air Transport Association, Tony Tyler, says the fate of the flight remains a mystery.
It's an unexplained tragedy. It's a tragedy, first and foremost, of course, for the souls on board and for their loved ones, their families and friends who are still asking questions, as we all are, about what happened. It's a mystery that needs to be solved. The most important thing is to find that aircraft.
Gatherings were held in Kuala Lumpur, where the flight departed on March 8th of last year, and Beijing, where it was headed when it vanished with 239 people aboard. Jaquita Gonzalez, the wife of the in-flight supervisor, told Sky News she stays busy to keep her mind off of it.
Work till you drop, you know, and you're very tired, you just want to go and sleep and not think. But it's very difficult to do that because every waking moment you're just thinking and remembering, and, you know, every corner you turn, you just feel that they're there and you can see everything that reminds you of them.
Despite an intensive year-long search, no trace of the plane has been found. Libya's military spokesman says militants from the country's ISIS affiliate beheaded 8 guards after an assault on an oil field last week during which 9 foreigners were abducted. Authorities in the Philippines and Austria confirmed that 9 of their citizens were kidnapped during the attack. I'm Kelly Sloan and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, the temperature an hour ago was 50 degrees. It's now 51. It's beautiful out there. I was out for a quick ride between shows. Today was supposed to be sunny and a high of 50, so we've passed that. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 27. And on Tuesday, there's a 60% chance of rain slash snow, likely with a high of 43. Tuesday night, a 60% chance of rain likely with a low of 33. And on Wednesday, it's going to be a high of 55, partly sunny. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is the Huntington Medical Center on the air. Once again, my name is Richard G. I was just here an hour ago doing a medical center show.
There you go.
Velta had been canceled, I think, about four times because of the snow. So she finally got on today. My guest today, right now, at 3 o'clock, is Maria Fio. And you're the Heart and Vascular Care Coordinator.
That's right. That's me.
And I'm not even going to go through all the initials after your name.
No. There's no need.
Anyway, why don't you let everybody know what you do there?
I am the Heart and Vascular Care Coordinator for Huntington Medical Center. So my role is very varied, as you know. I kind of touch point patients that come through as outpatients, as inpatients. I'm out in the community, preventative resources. I do some talks, and I mostly follow patients that have had a heart event or that have come through our hospital and need more heart and vascular services. So I kind of help coordinate their care along with a really great, team. So that's just some of what I do.
It's funny when you said patients that had a heart event, my heart started hurting.
Yeah, because you've had several.
Well, I've had two surgeries.
Right.
So, but now heart disease is it the number one disease?
It is actually the leading cause of death among men and women.
And women too. See, and women don't realize that, I don't think.
Right. Well, they're starting to. There's a lot of great organizations out there that are raising awareness. And we've come a long way, and I don't mean that in a funny way as women, but we have come a long way in recognizing. So that's why February, even though our show was canceled because of...
It was. That's right. You're filling in now.
Right. But February is, Heart Awareness Month. It's also Heart Failure Awareness Month, and that is really an opportune time for myself and my colleagues to kind of get out there and teach a little bit about heart health. In fact, we just had a big education day for heart failure. Jen Fox is a nurse practitioner with Huntington Cardiovascular Associates, and her and I held a first annual heart failure education day where we were educating mostly nurses about heart failure. It was really good. So it's important that we take, these national observed health months to kind of promote the issue, but it's important every month. It's not just February. You have to do it.
It seems month. To me that heart also is something. I mean, I was talking with Velta, and we were talking about blood pressure and cholesterol, which you don't know you've got high blood pressure or high cholesterol unless you do a blood test. But heart's kind of a thing that sneaks up on you too.
Well, they're really all intertwined, really, when you think about it.
Sure.
Because undiagnosed, untreated high blood pressure is going to lead to heart mm-hmm. disease. Mm-hmm. And heart disease, really, when you look at it, could be something congenital, something that a person's born with. It could refer to coronary artery disease, where you were just
which
talking
is what
about
I had.
Cholesterol.
Right.
It could also refer to valvular disease. So it, it definitely varies. And it also can refer to heart failure. So those can kind of all fall under a category. So, yeah, the diet, like we always talk about the food and the diet, and
right.
the cholesterol and the blood pressure, those are all numbers. Those are all important values to
That's
to
what we were
out.
Talking about at 1 o'clock.
Right.
We were talking about nutrition, basically, but that high cholesterol and high blood pressure are silent. You don't know you've got them.
That is correct. A lot of times you hear hypertension being referred to as the silent killer, and it's such an easy diagnostic test. Following up with your primary care physician.
It's very simple with a blood test, which I'm going to have one this week.
Excellent.
And they can do blood pressure, they can do cholesterol, they can do all this stuff. They can find out all these things.
Right.
They can also find out sugar. But I'm having one this week. I do them twice a year.
Right.
And so far, everything's been good.
Right.
But I take a lot of medication, too.
And that's okay because, especially when you've had two open heart surgeries like yourself, or if people come in and they've had multiple angioplasties where they have to open up their arteries and hold them open with a stent, it's very important that, a lot of times... even though you might not be on any of those meds previously, mm-hmm. You're going to be on them afterwards.
And you're probably going to be sure on those. You're going to be on them for the rest of your life too.
You most likely will be, but a lot of work still needs to be on the preventative side. What are we doing to prevent this? You know, and just like you said, going to a doctor, making sure you have a check on what your numbers are, what your values are, because mostly everything, even adult onset diabetes, is modifiable. It's stuff that we have control over.
The thing is, I didn't realize that high cholesterol kind of runs in the family.
Okay, so do you have a family like a...
Well, I found out because I was not close to my family. I found out just a couple of years ago that all my cousins died from heart attacks in their 30s. I have I have no cousins living. My grandfather died from a heart attack at 65.
Men usually, they look at a history of 45 or less. Women, 55 or less. But
he died. Died at 65 right after he quit work and was going to retire.
Young.
But in their 30s, they all died. My sister was in the hospital with heart problems. So that high cholesterol runs in the family. And if you don't know that, and I never knew it, then you never, and I always felt fine. I never went to the doctor. I don't need to go to the doctor. I'm feeling fine. Until that one day I'm walking across Manhattan and I'm suddenly panting and saying, what's wrong with my chest? It's bothering me. And that's when I went to the doctor to say, I get this
pain in my chest.
Yeah.
And especially when I exert myself.
And then they thought they could put stents in. But when they got in there, they said, nope, you're too cold. You're just too clogged. We're going to have to
bypass.
My problem is that we're going to be four bypasses, but one is twisted around behind my heart. They can't get to it. So that one has never had a bypass. The other three have.
Right.
And that's why I still carry, I have my nitroglycerins in my pocket.
Right.
So in case I start to feel anything, I pop one under my tongue and boom, that fast, I'm fine.
There you go. And then you do all the other things that are important.
Well, right? I try to watch.
You try to watch it.
I watch my food. I walk on the treadmill every day for 30 minutes. And I said this before in the last hour, or when I was on at 1 o'clock, I don't go crazy. I just walk. I'm not like my son who gets on and runs. That would probably kill me. But I just walk. I get on and walk, but I do it every day. And I think it's... I think it's important.
Very important. Did you ever do a formal cardiopulmonary rehab program after
I did one for about halfway through and quit.
Oh, boy.
I'm not that kind of person that hangs out. And it was driving me crazy because some of those guys were coming in saying,
very important. It's very important. Listen to me, Richard.
These guys are coming in going, boy, I had pork for breakfast. Just all this. I got to take a break for the news, or not the news. I got to take a break for the commercials, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I'm back. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the Air, and I'm here with Maria Fio, who is heart and vascular coordinator, and we're talking about your heart. It's almost like a continuation of the nutrition show that I did earlier with Velda.
Yeah, I mean, they so go hand in hand. So
and it does.
But it's one aspect. You know, the other aspect of being heart healthy, as you know, is an exercise component and also a behavioral, a stress kind of component. A lot of people, you know, they don't realize that stress is physical stress that you do on purpose. Like you get on the treadmill. That's a physical stress. That's okay. Good for a heart. But stress that we all face on a, you know, life, finances, family, if you're a caregiver of someone, you know, you have to really know how to manage your stress. So really it's a multifaceted approach. When you do have heart disease, you really have to, it's diet, it's exercise, it's keeping your numbers in check, it's being compliant with your medication and seeing doctors. And it really is taking care of yourself, you know?
True.
You know, and it could be, listen, you're an artist. I'm sure that relieves stress for you when you paint. Don't you love it? Or is it
But it's
more
not
of
stress,
a,
though.
No, but, no, no. But does it?
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, I worked in a very stressful situation when
sure.
I worked for Newsweek. But I enjoyed what I was doing. So anytime there was a big major change and somebody died in the middle of us getting the magazine out, I'm all excited about getting, oh, we're going to get this done. Boom, boom, boom. And we always did.
Right.
But the thing is, that wasn't so much. I think my biggest thing was the fact that I ate like an idiot and I had high cholesterol and didn't know it. And that had a lot to do with what happened to me. Also, I never went to the doctor because I said, I'm healthy.
Right. And were you really physically active back then, too?
When I worked for the magazine, I walked to work every day. I lived on 27th Street. I had a loft in a building on 27th Street. The magazine was at 49th. And I would walk different routes, unless the weather was really nasty. And if I didn't, I'd walk down and get the subway and go.
Right.
But I would leave there at 5, 6 in the morning and walk home. Walk down Fifth Avenue. Walk down Fifth Avenue at 5 o'clock in the morning is incredible because there's nobody on it. It's like you're there. You got the city to yourself.
There you go.
But I used to walk. That was one of the things that I always thought everything was great in the city because I walked everywhere. You could just walk everywhere. And I would opt to walk overtaking the subway.
Right.
I mean, because my thought was, oh, if I go down, I've got to wait for the subway. By the time I'm waiting, I can be 4 blocks up. I could be almost there, you know.
Right, right.
So I did a lot of movement, but I ate terribly. I ate a lot of steaks, ate a lot of cheese, the company paid for me to eat. I would stay in hotels. I'd get up in the morning and have steak and eggs. They paid for that. Why not, you know? I have steak and eggs. If they had cheese, I'd have cheese with it.
Right. Well, that was then, and this is now. Right?
Well, that doesn't happen now.
Right.
That doesn't happen now. I just...
But, you know, I will tell you, though, we still have a major obesity crisis.
And I agree with
in
that.
In our nation. And, I mean, it's just... It's processed, and, you know, we could talk hours about, like you said, nutrition, but it really is a main component about, you know, when you're talking about a person with heart disease. And actually, a person with known heart disease, their lipid profiles and their blood sugar, it's even more important. They
sure.
They really even have to be even lower in numbers than someone like myself who has a, you know, a
I also have to watch things very close because one of my carotid arteries is totally blocked. So they constantly do ultrasounds
right.
on my other one.
To make sure that's flowing.
Yeah, that it's flowing. I've got a feeling because I can't tell that it's blocked, but I got a feeling that my body may have created another way for the blood to get around.
Whenever you're even talking about a coronary artery, like when you were telling me, like
sure.
when I first started with the pain, our body is amazing.
Yeah.
And what happens is you form collateral. So yes, your heart will remodel itself.
Well, that's what
to
they
to a certain extent.
And tell you that's
your carotid.
That's what they thought about that one that's twisted. That at some point the heart's going to ignore it, and something else is going to happen.
Right. And it forms collaterals because it knows it's got to get that blood.
Yeah.
to your heart.
But I think what when you were saying about being overweight, I go to a certain diners in town. I'm not going to say their names, but I see some people that are just huge, and they like to go there because I hear them say, "Boy, this place is great. They give you a lot of food." Whenever I go, I divide my food as soon as I get it. Right. Or sometimes they got these new senior citizen meals where you get soup, salad, and then your food and a dessert. A lot of times I'll eat the soup and salad and say, yeah, give me a box. I'm taking this with me. I'll take that for tomorrow or something. And I'll have Jell-O then afterwards. But, you know, they give you so much food.
Yeah, there's a lot involved. I mean, we've talked about tobacco. I mean, tobacco
well, that's
use
another
is,
one.
Is just really, not, actually, it is the leading cause of preventable death.
Well, tobacco use causes a lot of problems
right.
in your body,
and
not
actually,
just heart.
New England Journal of Medicine just came out with a research study that right now they estimate 480,000 people die of tobacco use and its related diseases, and now they're claiming that it's really more towards over 580,000. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that that tobacco causes, but it is the leading cause of preventable death, and most of the deaths are from cardiovascular disease.
I never smoked, so that might be one of the things that saved me.
It sure did, because you got to know that tobacco makes platelets want to stick together, and when platelets want to stick together,
that's
why
they start clogging.
You get... That's it, and that's why people have heart attacks. So.
But though in the Army, when we were big, tough guys, we used to smoke cigars, but I never inhaled them.
Well, they probably threw them at you, right?
Yeah,
back then?
Well, back then, if you picked up your, and anybody that's been in the military in the last few years, when you picked up your C rations for the day, there was always four cigarettes in there. That was always a part of it. I doubt if that's the same today. But I used to trade the cigarettes off for other things.
Chocolate bars.
No, I was never. You always got a chocolate bar too, though.
Yeah.
But I trade that too. I was never into chocolate or.
What did you trade it for?
Oh, I trade it for other food.
Oh, there you go. For cheese.
I trade it for. There was this in the can. It was called turkey loaf.
Oh my gosh.
I trade it for turkey loaf at any time. I'll take that turkey loaf. You know. I'd probably still eat that turkey loaf.
I wonder what was in that turkey loaf.
I don't know. It's hard to, you know, we used to, there were ham and eggs that was cold, and they tasted terrible. And we used to throw the ham and eggs out to the kids, and the kids learned to read what they were and threw them back at us. So, you know, you can't. But, yeah, I would bet the Army has changed that whole thing. There's probably not cigarettes anymore.
I'm not sure if there are or not. I know that there are big veterans and programs available and benefits available for comprehensive tobacco control programs. And I know a lot of military programs, but I don't know if they are completely, you know.
I really seriously think that there was a lot of guys that started smoking
once
they went into the military. I never liked the smell of cigarettes. So it never was appealing to me.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of, I mean, my father started smoking when he was 12. I'm surprised he lived to be 72. But at the age of 72, he couldn't walk 10 feet without hardly catching a breath.
Not fun.
He was dying from, he couldn't breathe.
Right.
And I'm surprised he lived as long as he did because he started as a kid smoking those non-filtered cigarettes.
I mean, it is the modifiable, one of the top modifiable risk factors. If you are a smoker and if you don't want to die of a heart attack, or if you want to live and, you know, dance at your daughter's wedding, that type of thing, you know, any type of motivating factor that you have to quit. And people can reach out to me if they ever want resources.
And we'll get your number here right after I do the news. I got to do the news. Why don't we go to the news now?
Okay.
We get back. We'll get your number and how people
absolutely.
Get in touch with you, and we'll talk some more about this. If there's anybody out there that's got questions, 908-237-0410. That's 237-0410. give us a call. You do not have to come on the air unless you really want to. We'll talk to you off the air. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. 47 Republican senators are warning that any agreement made between the Obama administration and Iran without congressional approval may be short-lived. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told CBS Face the Nation Obama is ignoring the wishes of Congress.
The fact that the president doesn't seem to want Congress to participate in this underscores what a bad deal it is.
But New York Senator Chuck Schumer told CBS Face the Nation that he takes issue with the timing of the proposal.
It shouldn't be done, and I push that it shouldn't be done before there's an agreement, if there is an agreement.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was interviewed on the show and says Iran wants to obtain a nuclear weapon.
I think the current proposal, as I understand it, enables Iran to have a vast nuclear infrastructure, which means a very short breakout time to the bomb. And secondly, it lifts the restrictions after a decade.
The deadline for the outline of the deal is at the end of the month. This is USA Radio News.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 3/14 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
President Obama has announced a program to train and hire technology workers in an effort to drive up higher income jobs.
And these jobs go unfilled. It's a missed opportunity for the workers, but it's also a missed opportunity for your city, your community, your county, your state, and our nation.
He has received commitments from more than 300 employers as well as local governments in 20 regions of the country to train and hire the workers. The president of the University of Oklahoma says fraternity members who participated in a racist chant caught on video are disgraceful. The university president, David Boren, wants the students involved to personally apologize to black leaders on campus.
I think they grow as people when they have to look someone else in the eye, not in the abstract, but in the eye, and say, I apologize. I see what I've done.
The chapter has been closed, and the national fraternity says it's embarrassed by the behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
The first ever Iowa Ag Summit laid bare a GOP divide on immigration. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
While most conservatives in Iowa oppose a path to legalization for people in the U.S. illegally, Jeb Bush told the Iowa Ag Summit it needs to happen.
Make sure people pay fines, that they learn English, that they work, that they don't receive government assistance.
While Senator Lindsey Graham agreed as long as they met certain conditions, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker disagreed.
I'm not a supporter of amnesty.
And for former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, it's a question of whether people are coming to the U.S. to better themselves and the country, or if they're looking for a handout. Jerry Bodlander, Des Moines, Iowa.
President Obama is levying new sanctions on 17 Venezuelan intelligence and law enforcement officials. The U.S. says they have violated human rights and engaged in acts of public corruption. The White House says the penalties are not aimed at the Venezuelan people or economy. Tensions between the two nations have been on the rise. Last week, Venezuela gave the U.S. 2 weeks to slash its diplomatic mission there to less than 20% of its current size. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has signed a right-to-work bill into law, striking another blow against organized labor 4 years after effectively ending collective bargaining for public sector workers. The new law takes effect immediately and makes Wisconsin the 25th state to ban contracts that force all workers to pay union dues. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, the temperature is still 52 degrees. They're saying tonight, mostly cloudy, with a low of 27. And on Tuesday, there's a 60% chance of rain slash snow with a high of 43. And on Tuesday night, a 60% chance of rain, likely with a low of 33. And Wednesday, they're still saying a high of 55. Partly sunny. So we'll see. Anyway, the warm weather's here, and it's a lot nicer than it was. And I've got with me right now, this is the Medical Center show, Medical Center on the Air. And I've got with me Maria Fio, who I think you were supposed to be in February, and
yes,
because of snow, we had to cancel.
Now you're saying more rain and snow mix tomorrow?
It's going to be in the 40s, though.
Okay, good. I've had it.
Yeah, I think
everybody has.
I think everybody has had it. That's true. I did a show last week with my friend Bill Tucker from CNN, and he said if it snows one more time, I'm killing myself. But it's been too much. So anyway, Maria is heart and vascular care coordinator. And
yeah, we were just talking at the commercial break, Richard and I, about how sometimes fun life does catch up to you sometimes.
Well, yeah. And I was saying, I love living in New York City.
Sure.
And I don't think we ever ate at home. We were always out somewhere. The thing was, it didn't help, but it was very nice to have. I had an expense account with Newsweek, so I could eat and drink and do, and I'd make up my expense report every week, and they'd pay me. So
it was part of your job.
Yeah, and part of it was I took the people that worked for me out for dinner and stuff like that. Trying to keep everything happy and everybody happy, but yeah, we all got very happy. But it and you're exactly right. If I'd have stayed there and kept doing that, I spent 21 years of doing that.
Wow.
And if I'd have stayed there, I would have probably been dead now.
Well, it is, it definitely, if you are watching what you're eating and if you do have heart disease, everything, it's definitely better to eat at home with
sure,
anything. It really is. You know what you're putting into your food. You really mm-hmm. don't know what they're they're putting into food out there in the restaurant. You could tell them, I just want this broiled, this on the side, and that's a good start. And I noticed that a lot of, I don't know about men, but a lot of women that I know, they will order an appetizer-sized portion, maybe just split an entree. And, you know, I also am a firm believer that everything in moderation, you know, everything except any kind of tobacco use, because there's no safe dose of that. But like we were talking also about alcohol, a lot of my patients, you know, say to me, well, you know, red wine is really good for your heart, right? So it's okay if I drink red wine. And I tell them, the American Heart Association, and there's, you can get the same kind of benefit from grape juice, because really it's from the grape that we're talking about. So it's from the skin of the grape, and they're talking about that sediment and those flavonoids that are in there. But if you don't drink to begin with, I don't suggest you start drinking, because you have a heart condition. However, the American Heart Association does recommend that if you do have to drink alcohol, that women do not drink any more than one drink. And when we say one drink, we're not talking like a double, you know, a double drink on the rocks type of thing. We're talking about a 4-ounce serving of wine, or a light beer, or, you know, whatever the case may be. I don't know how that whole alcohol thing goes. But if you don't drink on a daily basis, don't start. But if you do, limit women one, men no more than two. You know,
and you don't build that up. If you don't have one,
you don't have one
for a couple of days, you can't have six.
You can't have six on a on a Saturday. You can't save your Weight Watchers points for a bottle of wine. Which everybody's kind of been guilty of. Oh, I didn't drink all week. So, no, that's not good, because sometimes that, you know, that could land you in serious trouble, too. Because that could lead to binge drinking and higher tolerance and all that fun stuff.
And we're not here telling you can't drink. We're just saying.
I'm just telling you recommended guidelines.
Yes, be responsible.
And if you don't drink, don't start, because your doctor said.
No, because, you know, I'll tell you what, Welch's does have a commercial out now that says, hey, and he's talking to the wine grapes, we've got the same stuff you have. So
I didn't
Welch's,
see that.
Oh, yeah, there's one. He's talking to Merlot and all this kind of stuff. And he's saying, we have, this little grape is talking to all these, you know, and said, we have the same thing you have. So pour yourself. I always liked Welch's grape juice. Pour yourself a glass of Welch's grape juice and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. And you really can get benefits from a lot of nutritional things. But like I said, really, I kind of look at it like a holistic approach. You know, you really have to look out all the aspects. It's not only about nutrition. It's nutrition combined with some sort of physical good activity for your heart. It's movement. It's, you know, moving more, maybe eating a little bit less, everything in moderation, limiting your fat intake. Your sodium intake is huge. I mean, you know, I think the highest containing sodium products you would think would be processed meats and cold cuts, and actually it's breads and cereals and crackers and all that stuff. So you don't look at a lot of your sauces and stuff.
Ketchup.
So it's amazing. But there are a lot of lower sodium foods, and I'm sure when you have Michelle and I in to do our nutrition, when we tag team you here, Richard, we'll talk more about that.
Well, I was saying at 1 o'clock hour, that I drink a lot of V8, but I drink the low sodium spicy V8, because you can't tell that it's low sodium. The spice kind of cover. And then I always put hot sauce in it too. But I might make myself a glass. That would be a snack for me. That's like drinking Virgin Mary.
Right.
And I
sometimes don't know the sodium content in it. It's probably,
well, it's lower. It's a lot lower. The problem is that the low sodium straight V8 tastes terrible. But if you get the spicy one, and you can get them in ShopRite, you can't tell the difference.
Right. And also remember, I mean, you have to be careful with fruits if you're a diabetic, but also remember that fruit and vegetables have no sodium in them.
That's true.
So, I mean, but again, it depends on what diet. You can't be having 6 pieces of fruit a day if you're diabetic, because it's also high in sucrose, and you have to watch all of that.
I told
but
you.
But heart disease is manageable. It really is.
Well, I've been here for 16 years.
Right. If you're accountable for your health and you do you take steps and you go to the doctor, like you said, and just, you know, get a baseline and see where you're at. And especially if you have a family history, because a family history, your ethnicity, your gender, those are all non-modifiable risk factors.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Just about everything else, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your smoking, if you smoke, you know, your diet, your exercise activity. And if you can make small changes across all of those areas, you will see big, you know, differences in your numbers and your values.
Let's talk about numbers.
Sure.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
I'm getting choked up here.
All right. So if you have heart disease, right? So you know there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol.
And I'm always confused about that.
Okay, so you know how to remember that? LDL is your bad cholesterol.
Okay.
Low, down, lousy.
Okay.
Remember the LDL. HDL is your good cholesterol. And why we really like to see numbers above 40 for HDL is because the HDL helps grab onto that bad cholesterol and kind of release it, get it, you know, synthesize it so that those numbers are lower. And quite often a cardiologist or a physician is going to target your LDL because those are your bad cholesterols. If you, it's optimal to have an LDL value of 100 or lower. If you have heart disease, your target should be around 70, 75, the highest. I mean, that's doctor driven.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people can't get to that. It's hard to raise your HDL. Those are your good cholesterol. But exercise and diet does have a difference of helping those numbers. And total cholesterol, you really want to be 200 or lower. And again, if you have heart disease, you even want to be, you know, lower than that. You know, your blood sugar, depending on your fasting blood sugar, you know, you can get into pre-diabetes with a blood sugar now of 120.
Yes.
So these are all important. As far as numbers for your blood pressure, you know, you're talking years ago, they used to say 140 over 90, you're kind of pre-hypertensive. Now it's anything over 120 over 80. So they were always concerned with that bottom number, which is your diastolic number, which is your resting heart rate.
Okay.
Now they're concerned with both numbers. So
I can tell you, I have a blood pressure. I do it at home.
Good.
And most days it's about 122 over 78.
You're doing good. Is that after you take your meds? You take your medicines?
No, I take the medicines in the evening before I go to bed. The
so
thing
you're
is,
controlling your blood pressure.
The thing is, and it's been proven. I'm the type of person whose blood pressure just spikes and then comes down real quick. And a lot of times when I'm going into the doctor,
that's when it happens.
When they check my blood pressure, it's high. And if we sit and talk and everything, they check it again, and guess what? It's fine.
It's a true syndrome. People do have white coat syndrome.
Well, but I'm the type of guy that gets, and then I just calm myself down. But I know my blood pressure goes up at that point and then goes back down again. But I usually check my blood pressure every morning just to see where I'm at. And it's been running around those same 78, 122 over 78, somewhere around that area, which I go to the doctor, and sometimes it's 130-something over 80. And I said, it's usually better than that. But then we talk, and then, it comes down.
Right, and that's really the way it, you know, there's a certain way that you should take your blood pressure when you're taking it at home. You know,
I try to take it every day at the same time or close to it.
At the same time, sit down, elevate rest your left arm or your right arm on a table. Sometimes it's good to take it in both arms. If you get a high reading, wait 10 minutes, try it again.
I watch it. I do it every day. I've gotten into the habit of doing it. It's like getting into the habit of walking on the treadmill.
Do you... are you diabetic? No.
No.
Okay, so you don't have to check your blood sugar.
I don't have to check the blood sugar. I got to take a break for some commercials, though.
Okay.
When we get back, we're going to give your phone number.
You got it.
And we'll be right back with the last segment of the show right after this.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed, they're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And we're back. This is Richard G. I got to put my headset on because I can't tell if I'm talking.
I can hear you. You're talking. I see you.
You just never know if you're going out over the air unless you can't see these dials over here that I look at that tell me that we're on the air.
Well, thank goodness, right? I got nervous before when we were talking.
Oh, you thought the mic was on.
I was like, oh my goodness. I didn't realize. Like,
no, I'll tell you what. The first show I ever did.
Yep.
The show ended, and I said to the people, oh, thank God, that's over. Oh, thank God. And somebody called me on the phone and said, your mic's on. After that, I've never forgotten to turn that mic off.
Where was your first show?
Down at WDVR.
Oh, okay.
When I was down there. Now my hand reaches up here and pulls these slides as soon as we go to something else. Though sometimes, as I said before, I should tape what people talk about in the commercial area, in the commercial time, because sometimes it's very important.
Sometimes it is, and then sometimes,
sometimes
you
it's
might
kind
not
of silly.
Lie.
Yeah. Well, see, we've been. I do a movie show on Wednesdays at 2:00.
That must be fun.
And we've been shooting it and showing it on YouTube.
Oh, right.
Which we may end up doing for the whole radio station. Have live feed to YouTube and then archive it on YouTube, and people can go, because it's incredible. People have gone to our archives of the movie show and watched it. Why? I don't know. But they're just watching us talking. But the problem is, once the commercial comes on, it still goes out over the air to YouTube, whatever we talk about. It's not like if I turn the mics off, but it's the camera still picks it up with the mic.
There you go.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll be ready for that. There might be some liability or bylaw issues and learning about that. Who knows?
I'm not sure how soon we may try to do it, but we've been doing it for the movie show just to test it out. Anyway, my name is Richard G, and I'm speaking with Maria. I'm sorry, Maria Fio.
I think that's the easiest name, right?
No, but I knew an Asian girl named Mio, and she called herself Misha because of that. In fact, her name was Meow, M-E-O, and she pronounced it Meow like a cat. And she always called herself Misha. So when I see Fio, I think of her. And your first name is Maria, so I think of Misha. And she worked with me at Newsweek, little tiny girl, maybe 4'8", you know, and from China. But a good worker, great person. But so I always stumble with your name because I want to say Meow. And that would sound, I remember I called her once in China. She was with her parents, and they're saying, "Who do you want?" And I'm going, "Meow, meow." And somebody on the bus said, "What are you doing?" Anyway, we're talking about heart and heart problems. And
right, and you wanted me to share.
You got a phone number.
Yep. So if anybody would like to reach out, if they have any questions, any resources that I would be more than happy to direct them to, my direct number is 908-237-5440, and you can always reach me via email at fio.maria@huntertonhealthcare.org, and that's all one word.
Yeah, Hunterdon Healthcare is all one word, and it's fio.maria.
Right, and I don't know if we'll probably be back before our grand opening of our new cardiovascular expansion. So hopefully in the spring, we'll come back in and we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, I was in Bob Weiss's office last week, and I was going to ask him about the expansion. When is it going to happen?
Well, there's kind of a series of different dates, so I'm going to say look towards early summer, late spring, okay. Early summer.
Okay. I forgot to ask him. We were talking about other things.
There you go.
I got way late and didn't get to ask him. I like to visit with him because he doesn't come to the radio very often, and I can get some more information about what's going on at the medical center.
There you go.
And he's an old friend. I consider him a good friend. So anyway, we're down to like 2 minutes. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so. I think that we pretty much covered everything. Again, you know, just... like you said, go get your numbers checked. It's very important for
it's real
health
easy because it's real easy to get that blood work done.
Listen, I even encourage people if you're out in an area that has a blood pressure cuff, Hunterdon Medical has one on the first floor. Actually, you probably in New Jersey, I think, can go into any hospital and ask to get your blood pressure checked.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's definitely screening. Look at the events. I did a heart health talk actually at the Paint Studio February.
Okay.
And that's a lot of fun. You know, we were just talking about women and heart health and getting the word out and doing something like painting. I'm going to show you my artwork. I have a cell phone picture.
Oh, good. Very proud. Good. I like to look at it.
My paint by instruction number/number. But you know, there's a lot we can do to make ourselves more healthy and to ward off the potential preventable death of that heart disease causes. You know, when we talk about heart disease, I kind of encompass it all. Cardiovascular disease, you know, before you were talking about your carotid. So these all go hand in hand because more often than not, if you do have heart disease, you're going to have disease in another vascular area.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Either your legs or arteries.
Yeah, they always check. So, they always check my ankles for the heartbeat to see if it's strong, which it is.
Good.
I think I was lucky. I caught it at the right time before the heart had any major damage from a heart attack, which I never had. So I caught it at the right time. But sometimes these things sneak up on you. So get out there, get your blood checked. It's so simple. If you don't like needles, it's like 2 seconds, man. It's like real fast, boom. And then
it's a fasting blood. Get to your doctor.
Yeah.
Go for your annual physical. Let them listen to your heart and lungs. Let them... you know, do a cardiogram if you're at that age and go from there.
Well, that's it. The time's up.
There we go. A quick hour.
It's good seeing you.
Great seeing you. Always good to see you.
And thanks for coming by.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned for Georgine. We'll be right here with Hot and Hunterdon. I know. Everybody gets a look. That's not It's not the time.
It's not the weather, right?
No, it's Norwest Cap. Norwest Cap sponsored Hot in 100 and will be on right after the news and the weather.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. 47 Republican senators are warning that any agreement made between the Obama administration and Iran without congressional approval may be short-lived. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told CBS Face the Nation Obama is ignoring the wishes of Congress.
The fact that the president doesn't seem to want Congress to participate in this underscores what a bad deal it is.
But New York Senator Chuck Schumer told CBS Face the Nation that he takes issue with the timing of the proposal.
It shouldn't be done, and I pushed that it shouldn't be done. Before there's an agreement, if there is an agreement.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was interviewed on the show and says Iran wants to obtain a nuclear weapon.
I think the current proposal, as I understand it, enables Iran to have a vast nuclear infrastructure, which means a very short breakout time to the bomb. And secondly, it lifts the restrictions after a decade.
The deadline for the outline of the deal is at the end of the month. This is USA Radio News.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen.